Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The government released figures this morning showing the economy grew 3.1% in the first quarter of the year. That sounds healthy enough until you realize that's down from 3.8% in the fourth quarter of last year. And it's the worst performance in 2 years. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. And Tess, I'm going to go out on a limb here and blame this on oil prices.
An excellent guess, Madeline, and you're exactly right. But, you know, even kind of knowing and being aware of that, the experts were really caught off guard by this 3.1% growth rate. I spoke with economist Hugh Johnson, and he says the ripple effects of high oil are apparently even deeper than first thought.
Anybody who goes to a gasoline pump and tries to fill their tank up knows that it costs them a lot more to do that, and therefore they're likely to respond by cutting back spending in other areas.
And that's exactly what's happening here. Consumers are cutting back, and so are businesses. And that was actually borne out in another number that came out yesterday, what we call durable goods. That report showed that spending on equipment and software, essentially technology, fell from 18% in the fourth quarter of last year to just under 7% in the first quarter of this year. And that's really a significant slowdown in spending by businesses.
And so what might this signal for the rest of the year?
Well, that's the big question. If this number holds, and remember the Commerce Department gets three tries at GDP over the next 3 months, so it could change. But if we stay around the 3% mark, I asked Johnson if we could be looking at a slow slide into recession.
I would stop short of using the R word, but you've got to be worried about further slowdowns in the economy, because not only did business spending, consumer spending slow down in the first quarter, but inventories, all that we expected to sell but didn't sell, started to build up on shelves. And that has to be worked off.
And he says what we might eventually see is cutbacks in production. And actually, you've seen that recently with Ford talking about cutbacks in production and perhaps even some layoffs in the second and third quarters because those inventories are so high.
And Tess, how will this affect interest rates when the Fed meets next week?
Well, the Fed is certainly going to have to consider this, and people are watching pretty closely because the Fed is dealing right now with a very interesting dilemma, which is rising inflation at the same time as an economic slowdown. And you'll remember in the late 70s, they called that stagflation. Now, we're nowhere near those levels, the levels of the late 70s, but the term really is creeping into the broader conversation now in the economy. Certainly, the expectation at this point is that the Fed will go ahead with another quarter point rate hike as they've been doing for the last several months. But given these GDP figures, the Fed really is not likely to speed up the pace of those increases anytime soon. And we'll have much, much more of this later today on Marketplace.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
My pleasure, Madeline.